There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Derek J.
And there's stuff in the news to talk about. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. But actually, I started the show out tonight, and we're about halfway through this list of the 23 signs that you might actually be an introvert. Derek J., you started the show saying that you were an extrovert, but now you're second-guessing that. And it would actually be interesting to see the same list for extroverts as well. Like, what defines an extrovert? And what, you know, because I can relate to a lot of the stuff in this list because I'm probably still an introvert. I tested as an introvert as a kid in the Myers-Briggs test, and I imagine that's still the case.
Yeah, but I want to see where the crossover exists. Like, if an extrovert were to put out a list and there were some crossover, like things that appeared on both lists, I'd start to say, okay, we can cross those things off.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see, because there have been some in here, like, let's see.
Like getting tired when you're out all day. Who doesn't get tired going out all day?
Yeah, that one was pretty ridiculous. But some of these have been pretty interesting, so we'll continue here. And you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-453, or you can join us on Skype. The Skype username you'll need is lrn.fm. Coming up, Derek J. will tell us about some open carry advocates in Texas who have been arrested. We'll tell you what for and what happened. But a real quick recap here of the ones we've been through already on this list. Number one, you find small talk incredibly cumbersome. Two, you go to parties but not to meet people. Three, you often feel alone in a crowd. Four, networking makes you feel like a phony. Five, you've been called too intense. Six, you're easily distracted. Seven, downtime doesn't feel unproductive to you. Eight, giving a talk in front of 500 people is less stressful than having to mingle with those people afterwards. Nine, when you get on the subway, you sit at the end of the bench, not in the middle. 10, you start to shut down if you've been active for too long. 11, you're in a relationship with an extrovert. 12, and this is where we left off, you'd rather be an expert at one thing than try to do everything. The dominant brain pathways introverts use is one that allows you to focus and think about things for a while, so they're geared towards intense study and developing expertise. Well, I learned to hate studying when I was in high school, so I don't know if that one applies to me at all. I can't stand studying.
I don't know. I was trained to do it, so it's hard to tell if it was innate or just drilled into me.
I guess if I like the subject, I could do it, I suppose. I probably study things without realizing I'm studying them, but like when I think of studying, I think of sitting down and trying to learn something I don't want to learn. That's what studying feels like to me because of school.
Yep.
Number 13, you actively avoid any shows that might involve audience participation, because really, is anything more terrifying, says the author here? I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't bother me to get up on stage and be silly, or, you know, whatever that might be. Usually if you're audience participating, you're probably going to be the butt of a joke, or made fun of in some way, or participate in something ridiculous.
Yeah, this seems to contradict the earlier point that an introvert might not mind giving a speech in front of 500 people. I mean,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Here's another example where they're like, yeah, but you could be in front of, I don't know.
Number 14, you screen all your calls, even from friends. Again, these are signs you might actually be an introvert. So, again, do all of them apply to every introvert? Obviously not. But you screen all your calls. I certainly don't do that. I mean, I'll...
Do you take every call?
I'll answer almost every call. I mean, the ones I don't like are the unknown numbers. Those kind of creep me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's saying here that the introvert would screen a call even from friends. I certainly have no problem answering a call from friends.
I do that. I'm sorry.
You screen everybody.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I don't have time for you right now, I don't have time for you. Sorry.
You may not pick up your phone even from people you like, but you'll call them back as soon as you're mentally prepared and gather the energy for the conversation. To me, says one of the experts here, a ringing phone is like having somebody jump out of a closet and go boo. I do like to have a long, nice phone call with a friend as long as things that's not jumping out of the sky at me. So having it on your own time and on your own terms, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of
those.
We're
different on that one, then.
Well, I'm a fan of the... They've added this to a lot of phones now where, like, you're getting a call and you can respond with a message right away. So you can just swipe up and be like, oh, I'm in a meeting. And or, you know, call me in 5. These are great ways to just be like, not right now.
Number 15, you notice details that others don't. The upside of being overwhelmed by too much stimuli is that introverts often have a keen eye for detail, noticing things that may escape others around them. Research has found that introverts exhibit increased brain activity when processing visual information as compared to extroverts.
I don't know how I can measure that.
Yeah, I can't say I'm particularly good at detail. I have... girlfriends of mine have been good at detail. And, of course, they've done studies that show that women, they've, like, tested women and men, walked them into a room, like in a room with a bunch of stuff on shelves, like where there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then they will take the person out of the room and then quiz them about what things did you notice? Did you notice the red ball on the shelf or whatever? Like, you know, they'll ask people what they remembered about what they saw and just... To a T, the women were just really good at being very exact about the things that they noticed in the room, and the guys were like, oh, there's some stuff in there, you know, just being very generic.
How much of that do you think is culturally trained versus, like, human nature? Because
why would women be culturally trained more to notice things?
Because, like magazines and shows like Home Garden Network, they focus on little details and accessories. Like, I know my sister was always watching shows like that. Like, you know, is it chicken or the egg? I think, like, maybe, I think she's been trained to notice details.
I don't know about that one. I'd love to have your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Number 16, you have a constantly running inner monologue. Extroverts don't have the same internal talking as we do, says Olson Laney. Most introverts need to think first and talk later.
Huh.
I definitely have an internal monologue, and I just figured that everybody did.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Well, that's what I would think. Or maybe it's just introverts like you and me.
No, because there are some people that are described as having no filter, and it's not every extrovert, right?
Right.
You know, so everyone's got some internal dialogue, as long as there's this concept of a filter.
Number 17, you have low blood pressure. A 2006 Japanese study found introverts tend to have lower blood pressure than their extroverted counterparts. Can't say I know for sure on that one. Number 18, you've been called an old soul since your 20s.
Okay,
on that one. Introverts observe and take in a lot of information, and they think before they speak, leading them to appear wise to others. Introverts tend to think hard and be analytical, says Dembling. That can make them seem wise.
See, this is just written in a way that it makes me want to be, you know, like, oh, I want to be wise. Yeah, that describes me. That's not fair.
Number 19, you don't feel high from your surroundings. Neurochemically speaking, things like huge parties just aren't your thing. Extroverts and introverts differ significantly in how their brains process experiences through their reward centers. Researchers demonstrated this phenomenon by giving Ritalin, the ADHD drug that stimulates dopamine production in the brain, to introverted and extroverted college students. They found that extroverts were more likely to associate the feeling of euphoria achieved by the initial rush of dopamine with the environment they were in. Introverts, by contrast, did not connect the feeling of reward to their surroundings. The study suggests that introverts have a fundamental difference in how strongly they process rewards from their environment, with the brains of introverts weighing internal cues more strongly than external motivational and reward cues.
Whoa. There's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there. Number 20.
It makes me wonder where it comes from. Like, is it a parental thing? It's, I guess,
where
sort of what you were asking.
From?
Yeah, like, you know, if people can feel, like, reward from being in a large group, that just sounds kind of odd to me. But, you know, maybe if
so, you
upbringing,
don't get that reward then?
Maybe I do, but I just having it put that way makes me think, like, well, what kind of child is raised to feel that way? Like, do they not get attention enough as a young person?
My parents and then gave me plenty of attention.
Yeah, so then maybe you don't crave attention from groups, you know? So, like, people who didn't get a lot of attention, they're like, me, show me attention, you know? Like, I need a large group.
Could be.
I'm wondering, just speculating.
That sounds good to me. I mean, your speculation's welcome as well. Let's talk to Jupiter in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live, Jupiter. Hey there.
How are you tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jupiter.
Well, they feel high from their surroundings. It sounds like sort of like a selfish kind of person. I don't know what the...
Well, everybody's selfish. Everybody's selfish.
So?
Yeah, of course, because you do everything you do for you, you know, and
well,
even if you're doing something
to.
For others. Well, of course. Hang on, Jupiter. We'll bring you back here, and you can share more of your thoughts with us. Yeah, I mean, I like that idea that, you know, everybody's selfish. There's no way you can prove that otherwise. I mean, even any time you're helping others, you're still getting a good feeling from it. That's likely the reason why you're doing it, because it feels good to help other people. More coming up here in moments. 855-453. You take control here. Share your thoughts on introversion. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about introversion or extroversion, although it's been the topic thus far throughout most of the show tonight. You can bring up anything you'd like. You can also join us via Skype. The Skype username for you to connect to is lrn.fm. We're going through the 23 signs that you might actually be an introvert. Maybe you thought you were an extrovert, but here are some ideas that might point otherwise. We'll go through the remaining four that we have here. We've been through 1 through 19 thus far. And Ian and Derek J in the studio with you here tonight. Check out Derek J on his website at derekj.me. You just made a new video, actually, recently about your decision to go ahead with a case to Supreme Court in regards to gun rights. Your right to bear arms has been infringed upon by the Keene police here in town. And you've actually got a related story out of Texas where some folks' rights have been infringed upon who were trying to open carry. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Derek J. will be sharing that with us. We'll continue the list and also continue with your calls. But first, I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. That means they encrypt your data. So, therefore, people who want to spy on you, like your internet service provider, they're not going to know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging all the websites you visit, logging the search terms that you enter in, maybe keeping those logs for as long as 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software. It's free. You get it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, you can get ProXPN rolling as well. It's just a bit of a different setup process. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget to use code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account. So again, you can start for free and get an experience of what it's like, but you get the full experience with a premium account by using code FTL50. That saves you 50% off the price of the annual account. You get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent with their premium account and get past regionally blocked websites. Go and learn more and get started over at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a 7-day risk-free money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Plus, you stay on for that whole year, and when you're ready to renew for the second year, you still get the same 50% off discount. So that discount is good for the lifetime of your account at proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we get back to Jupiter in New York City, we've been talking about introverts and extroverts. Is one born an introvert? Can one change oneself into an extrovert from being an introvert, and vice versa? Has that happened? And Jupiter, you want to share your thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely you can be born an introvert. I was born an introvert. There's no question.
And how do you know?
Because I was painfully shy. I think
what kind of toys did you play with?
What?
What kind of toys did you play with as a kid?
Barbies.
That's fairly typical, right?
Yeah.
But by yourself, I take it.
But you can definitely grow out of that. You should grow out of it. It's normal to grow out of it. You have to grow out of it.
You mean playing with Barbies or growing out of introversion?
Being an introvert, you have to grow out of that.
I don't think you do.
You're not growing. Like, the whole point of life is to grow and to.
I don't think it's necessarily true that you're not. I don't think the goal of life is to be an extrovert. I mean, there are plenty of people who are introverts and they're very
successful. No, I'm not saying
successful.
That either. But you have to. No, I didn't say that. You have to grow out of being an introvert, though.
I don't think you have to.
Wait a minute. No. Ian, you said you've taken steps to be more of an extrovert, like you've sort of trained yourself, right?
Yeah, because I think there's benefits to, you know, especially being in a role like I am, where I'm on the radio and, you know, people, when you're at an event, they want to meet you. You should probably have the ability to converse with people, I guess.
Jupiter, that's all you're saying, right?
Yeah, I'm saying that you have to force yourself to make those changes, because it's actually for your benefit if you do it, you know? Going to help you
so
in life.
Did you learn to step out of your comfort zone as an introvert?
Yes.
How?
It definitely changes your life, because it can be boring as an introvert. Really boring.
Well, introverts aren't bored by being introverts. I mean, that's one of the things that the article is pointing out here, is that, you know, if you're an introvert, then you're not bored. If you've got, you'll always have something to do as an introvert.
I'm
it
never
sounds like
bored.
You were just lonely.
I'm not saying that. I said a boring life in a way that you don't have a lot of people in your life and stuff like that, but I'm never ever bored.
What it sounds to me like, it sounds to me like you're judging the introvert's life based on the perspective of being an extrovert. Like, well, I'm an extrovert, and boy, if I were an introvert, my life would be so boring. But I bet you introverts wouldn't say the same thing.
That's all I'm saying. You'd be missing out on a lot of experiences. That's what I'm saying.
Totally, I can understand. I can understand your point. It would be interesting to hear an introvert's response to that. I can't say, because I can't say that I'm completely introverted now due to the effort that I put into being somewhat extroverted, but I can imagine that an introvert who was like a total introvert would, you know, just disagree with you. They would say they're not bored at all and they don't feel like they're missing out on anything. So,
okay.
But I understand your point. And, you know, maybe the introvert could say the same thing about the extrovert, like, oh, well, you're missing out on what it's like to study or to, you know, what it's like to be an introvert.
Feel
I don't
by
know what
yourself.
Else.
Yeah.
Are,
but why
are the
can't
people
you be somewhere in between? That's all.
Are the people you date introverted?
No. I don't know. I need to find a date, though.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You're in New York City. How hard can it be?
Yeah,
thanks
for
the call.
You would think it would be easy, but dating sites are horrible. Like, I mean, you got to go meet these people. Like, why can't you just go out and meet someone somewhere, like in the olden days? Like, why is it?
Because
so
you're
hard?
A recovering introvert.
Thanks, Jupiter, for the call.
True,
good luck with your dating life.
Out.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should she try one of those apps like the Grindr?
Definitely. Grindr's for gay
guys. For gay guys. What's the equivalent for
Tinder, I think,
Tinder.
Is the one that straight people use, yeah.
Now, are those people just looking for sex?
Yeah.
So you're not going to like
Well, I'll speak for myself.
Okay. And everyone you meet on there, right?
Presumably, yeah. I mean,
have there been guys that have been like, hey, I want to go on a date? And you just been like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then that happens for other people, too. And sometimes that's just a polite way of saying no.
Okay, fair enough.
It's good enough.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Let's talk to Pete. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
Hey, I'd like to tell you about the morality of that statement you just said about Grindr.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Tell me about it, Pete. Tell me something I've never heard before.
Let me do my conservative... A redneck pastor voice right now. Okay. Anyway, you know, you homosexuals that you like to use a Grindr to hook up with a man and go to Brokeback Mountain. That's wrong, and it's immoral and obscene. And you know, we gotta call the Ku Klux Klan to fix everything. You can wipe you out of this here county.
I wish I could quit you.
Oh, you got jokes. Well, look, anyway, you know, on a real kick, that's not, that site is one of many. I think there's a swinger one also. People don't realize that lifestyle is detrimental. It'll screw other things up in your life. It'll kill you.
In what way? You seem very happy to me. I mean, you seem like everything's fine with you.
Yeah, in fact, without it, it screws up my life.
Well, you know, I'm happy without that stuff, you know. The Lord just gave me 4 A's, straight A's this semester in my college, you know. I feel happy for that. You know, I don't need a homosexual or heterosexual hookup website that's going to have me meet somebody. Hey, you want to go get pizza? And then, oh, have sex. Hey, you want to go get
pizza? You skip the pizza,
hey,
right?
You don't live on a farm, do you, Pete?
What?
Just looking out for those animals,
so.
Man.
Oh, thanks for the call, Pete. All right, get out of here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, to be fair, I mean, the hookup lifestyle isn't right for everybody, but I would never look down my nose at somebody who was doing that. I mean, whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat. 855-450-FREE, and I would say Derek's boat has been floated a few times. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you are an extrovert or an introvert, you're certainly welcome on the air here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And don't forget Derek J's website, derekj.me, and our site, freetalklive.com. where we have all kinds of features, and they are free. I haven't mentioned in a long time the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, but we do have one. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to the YouTube channel. And pretty much you get all, every episode of the show in YouTube format. Sometimes there will be a little bit missing from one or the other because, honestly, sometimes I just forget to start the cam recorder until like a half hour into the show. So it's kind of a manual process, and we got a lot of stuff to keep ourselves busy with here in the studio. So apologies for anybody who has missed a portion here and there on our YouTube channel, but for the most part, it's like probably 95% complete as of the last several months. I don't even remember when we started. It was sometime in 2014. So YouTube doesn't go beyond 2014. I don't think, but it is there for you, youtube.freetalklive.com, and of course, like most things on YouTube, it's free. I guess they do have some channels where you can actually pay for things.
Yeah, that's a thing now on YouTube. Pretty cool.
So, nope, but we don't ask for that. We just want you to listen and share the show, so please do that. And don't forget to check out freetalklive.com, because, you know, if you just want to grab audio, which is the primary way people listen to Free Talk Live. We've got all kinds of archives and live streaming and all of that for free at freetalklive.com.
Are you also cool with people ripping the videos and making their own?
Please. In fact, I think you've done that recently, right? Yeah. Chris Cantwell's been doing that on his channel, and as far as I'm concerned...
I was inspired by Chris.
Yeah.
He was just taking clips out from some of his favorite callers and some of his favorite points and jokes, and then he made a little video.
Which makes more sense, because no one wants to sit down and watch a three-hour YouTube video, but someone is more likely to watch a three-minute YouTube video or 8-minute or 5-minute or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Free Talk Live doesn't care about intellectual property. We don't believe in it. So if you can take Free Talk Live's videos and chop them up into something more entertaining that goes viral, then please do. And if you can make money off of it, then by all means.
You're not going to sue people if they make a video of you looking silly or saying wrong things?
Oh, no, certainly not. Okay. No, I expect that to happen. Actually, it probably doesn't happen as often as it could. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We're talking about introverts. We've got a list of 23 things, 23 signs that you're actually an introvert. And we'll continue on that list. But first, Katie is with us listening to WIMS in Michigan City, Indiana.
Hi, guys. I have a new twist to add to your program, and I love you guys. I listen every night.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a gregarious extrovert.
Hmm. Meaning you talk a lot.
Wait, excuse me. I'm a gregarious introvert.
A gregarious introvert.
I've been drinking too much cough medicine.
gotta watch out for that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you always been a gregarious introvert, or was that something you worked on?
Always. Very, very, very friendly, but I can't stand socializing. Go figure.
How does that make sense? That doesn't even make sense.
So what, do you talk to a wall?
Oh, no. I chat a lot. I just don't like social events.
So, meaning that if you're in a small group of people, that would be okay? But you would be very, very chatty if you were to sit down and play cards with some friends or something like that?
I'm just very chatty. I'm chatty in the marketplace. I'm chatty on the beach. I'm, chatty Katie. However, I do not like social events.
Okay. Well,
that's interesting that you view the marketplace as different from social events. Like, I recognize that they're different, but I hadn't realized or seen that distinction. Like, you could go to a market and ask a vendor all kinds of questions, have a conversation about whatever, product, the weather.
Flea markets, Walmart. Huh. I love it. I love engaging with people in the marketplace, but I can't. A social event, forget it.
So are you the kind of person who would come up to someone in a grocery store and make a comment about the product that they're looking at? Are you that kind of person?
Tell them they look great. Totally engage in chat.
Fascinating. Now, that's an extroverted technique, right? Like, that's something that really an extrovert would do, although you could argue that being in the marketplace is, to some extent, a solitary activity, because most people don't talk to one another, when they're at the store.
You're in your little bubble.
Right, and people just, they're there to do their, they're there to get what they're there to get, and they're not really too concerned. If they see someone they know, they'll acknowledge hey, Jim, or whatever, but usually you don't talk to other people. That's something I noticed that was different about New Hampshire. When I moved here from Florida, where I'd lived for 26 years of my life, people would talk to me at the store, and that never happened to me down in Florida. But up here, it happens, I want to say all the time, but it happens enough to where I noticed it, and I noticed it fairly quickly, and it's been something consistent. I like it. I like it when people, just comment to one another and they're friendly comments. It's not like, oh, you suck for buying that product.
I totally enjoy interacting, and I'm a beach bum, so I interact on the beach all the time. But, like I said, if you tell me I have to go to a social event, oh, forget it. I'm not going.
Not going to do it. Fascinating. Katie, thanks for sharing your experience with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I think that that's part of what we were talking about earlier, where, how many of these people are actually mixed between the two. There was a statement on some website claiming that 50% of Americans are introverts and 50% are extroverts. But is there really a firm dividing line there? It doesn't sound like it from Katie's call.
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot of people don't even know how to self-describe. Like, if I were asked that question in a poll, at the beginning of the show, I said extrovert. Now I'm saying introvert. So it's hard to get that kind of data.
Number 20 on this list, by the way, I posted the list on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com and you can find this link there if you want to take a look at this on your own. Number 20, you look at the big picture. This are, again, signed. When describing the way introverts think, Jung explained that they're more... Is it Jung? Carl Jung?
Yeah, Carl Jung.
Jung. He explained that they're more interested in ideas and the big picture rather than facts and details. Of course, many introverts excel in detail-oriented tasks, but they often have a mind for more abstract concepts as well. Introverts do really enjoy abstract discussion, says one of the experts.
Yeah, no. And that's going to tend to make them more isolated.
Number 21, you've been told to come out of your shell. You've been told that one, Derek J?
No.
Me neither. Many introverted children come to believe there's something wrong with them if they're naturally less outspoken and assertive than their peers.
I did have a problem when I was a kid, though. I used to lie to people who called me up. You know, they'll call, like, you're in third grade or something. Like, oh, let's hang out. You know, you want to...
Your friend.
Yeah, like, friends will hang out or people from school will try and make friends or make contacts. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, come over, we're playing basketball or whatever. And I would lie and be like, hold on. Wait a minute, I'll ask my mom, and then, like, not ask her, just pause for a little bit. Oh, she said no, because, like, I wanted to be alone, you know, like, and it's not that I didn't like these people or anything, you know.
They just didn't feel great, like socializing at that moment.
Yeah.
That's definitely an introverted trait.
And that's something that someone would say, like, oh, just come out of your shell.
But and now,
like,
you don't even take the call. Now you screen everything. Introverted adults often say that as children, they were told to come out of their shells or to participate more in class. Number 22, you're a writer. Introverts are often better at communicating in writing than in person, and many are drawn to the solitary, creative profession of writing. Most introverts, like Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, say they feel most creatively charged when they have time to be alone with their thoughts. Well, you and I do writing, but more for blogs. I don't know. Does that count as being a writer?
No.
I guess if you blog enough, it does. I don't know. I don't mind
writing.
Yeah,
but it depends how you blog. Like, do you sit there and edit and make every word perfect and
I don't.
Proofread? No. I spit it out.
I do proofread. I'll go through and
sometimes
make sure.
I don't even do that. I just spit
it
out.
I botched it up enough to where I would not want to not proofread at least through one time just to make sure that I've gotten it right. And sometimes I'll actually read it out loud as I'm reading it.
I'll let the internet proofread. They'll tell me where I'm wrong.
That's where I come in handy because I'll sometimes fix some errors on freekeen.com. Number 23 is you alternate between phases of work and solitude and periods of social activity. Introverts can move around their introverted set point, which determines how much they need to balance solitude with social activity. But when they move too much, possibly by overexerting themselves with too much socializing and busyness, they get stressed and they need to come back to themselves. This may manifest as going through periods of heightened social activity and then balancing it out with a period of inwardness and solitude. We'll come back with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE plus open carriers arrested in Texas.
The end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, open carriers in some hot legal trouble in Texas. Derek J. has the story on that. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind as well. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. We also have Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Let's go right into your phone calls and thoughts. Nick is listening in Ohio in Cleveland. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome, sir.
So I have noticed with extroverts and introverts that there's one characteristic that I see that tells me whether or not somebody's an extrovert or an introvert, and I think it goes to the last point that you read before the ad break, which is that extroverts love to tell stories in social situations, whereas introverts will talk, will analyze the topic. An extrovert will give you a personal story about, like, their experience as it pertains to whatever the topic is. So if you see someone at a party who is just like firing off one story after another, odds are that person's an extrovert.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, the person who's
for introverts.
Well, I would imagine it's also probably true that the person at the party who's talking more is probably more likely to be an extrovert as well.
Certainly, but I'm saying to convey the same, to talk about the same topic, the extrovert will approach it from a personal experience standpoint where they'll tell a story. The introvert is more likely to scientifically analyze it, like, you know, such and so said this about it, or such and so did this, but it won't be like, well, I ran into a girl last week that did this.
So, like, an extrovert would be more likely to talk about their experience, whereas an introvert would be likely to talk about what they've read or what they've heard or something like that.
Yeah, right, exactly like that. Yeah. I just noticed this because I, like, my brother is a textbook extrovert, and I'm like a textbook introvert, and this is just the way that sort of the two of us approach it. I mean, it's not a scientific analysis or anything.
So there's an example, right? Like, because we were asking the question earlier, is this something that you're born with, or is it something that you learn? And you've got a brother. How many years difference between the two of you?
You know, we got 7 years difference, so it's possible there's an environmental difference there for sure.
I wonder about twins. I wonder if twins have ever been looked at for extroversion and introversion.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you would know.
And the other question you asked about whether or not you can go from one to the other, I've never seen an extrovert become an introvert, but I have seen introverted people who can at least fake being extroverted really, really well.
You think that's because it's more socially acceptable to be an extrovert?
Probably.
I think so. And also, like, an introvert is more likely to analyze the situation and figure out what they're doing wrong and then try to fix it if there's social pressure to become an extrovert, whereas an extrovert, by nature, doesn't aspire to be an introvert because they gain energy from other people, and there's no societal pressure to be an introvert. So they don't, you know, the introvert is more likely to work on themselves and self-analyze than the extrovert is.
Let me ask you this, Nick. Were your parents' situation the same for you and your older brother?
No, it actually wasn't that different. I'm, you know, there's a good chance that there was an environmental component.
Yeah, because, for example, like, my older brother was raised with two parents in the home, and I was raised with a single-parent home. So, like, I would wonder, he's more extroverted, I'm more introverted. I wonder if that has any effect on you.
Oh, well, that certainly could be. I mean, it wasn't that way with me, but certainly the employment situation for my father was much different between the two times. So I don't know if that...
What about toys?
To do with it.
I asked Jupiter earlier what kind of toys she played with. She said Barbies. What about you? Did you play with social toys or play with, like, blocks and Legos alone?
Yeah, just only, like, Lincoln Logs and Legos, you know.
Yeah, with others or just by yourself?
You know, if I had friends over, we would do other things, but typically it would always be some sort of nerdy construction toy or something, like, never... I mean, I don't know, but what social toys do boys play with? Like, you mean G.I. Joe or something? I mean,
they play, like, King of the Mountain, or they'll play War, Cops and Robbers.
King of the Mountain was always fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I'd do that, but only if there was an extrovert who was sort of leading the way. You know?
Yeah, like, you were riding his extrovert bubble.
like, if
okay, so do you think you become
leader,
more extroverted?
I'd all to play Ghosts in the Graveyard or whatever, then I'd go do that.
Do you feel like you've become more extroverted over time? Has that been something you've tried to do, or are you still pretty extreme introvert?
I mean, I have, yeah, just because I feel like you absolutely have to survive.
That's what the other lady who was calling earlier said. I don't know. Obviously, you don't have to survive, because there's plenty of people out there who are pretty extreme introverts, right? And they're still eating.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be, you know, if you want to have a reasonable life, I feel, and you're not gifted at something, you know, I think... Like, Albert Einstein could afford to be an introvert. You know what I mean? But I think if you want to just be an average Joe, you have to have a certain level of social ability if you want to get anywhere in life. Like,
that's probably true. Nick, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So I did a quick Google here, twins and introversion. The first link is the only one I've had a chance to look at, and there's not much here. It's just kind of a personal story from someone. So it's an anecdote, just not a study. The person writes, being a twin myself, I've often looked at the ways in which you respond to certain stimuli. In my teen years, my brother was often the popular person and an extreme extrovert. And me being an introvert, I often watched his behavior around people, and he would take notes, and this is pretty brutally written, so I'm trying to make it as understandable as possible, and just bask in their glory, so to speak. He would revel in the fact that he's the it guy now before someone makes a post. Before, it's just a run-on sentence. Someone's jealous. Me and my brother have a very close relationship and often ask if anything's wrong. But being the introvert of the family, I was always classed as strange or weird, whatever, really. But I've been looking into the whole introvert, extrovert in twins and haven't found much. I was wondering if someone could look into it for me, as well as an extra set of eyes on the subject. So this guy's saying that he's a twin. He had an extroverted brother. He's an introvert. And then looking down through the rest of the thread, there really isn't much help that's given to this guy. So.
I have two younger sisters who are twins, and they're fraternal twins, so they're not identical, they don't share the same genes, so this could be a genetic thing, but one is very extroverted and one is very introverted. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they both have the same parents, same upbringing, same everything.
Right.
Same age, too. Yeah, so you would, exactly. You would think if it were environmental, then they would both turn out the same. So it seems genetic to me.
It does seem that way. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm, which is what Liberty Phoenix has done in Illinois. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was hanging out in the chat room, which the listeners can join if they head over to lrn.fm.
That's right. It's right there on the front page.
And it's a great place. There's a lot of intelligent people. I love talking to people in there. And one of my favorite people in there, Mr. Kickstart, he had a question for Derek J, which he so adeptly avoided answering. So I had to call in and call you on it, Derek.
Derek's not reading the chat the entire time he's on the air, right?
Like, yeah, I do my best, but I can't follow everything.
Absolutely, I know. But the question posed was, would you wear your clothes badly and expect other people to fix them for you? How come you're sloppy about your writing?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
You are always well presented, Derek J. You are always looking sharp. You've always got a nice shirt on and well-groomed.
Thank you. I guess it's because I feel like my writing can carry its own on a cursory attempt.
Okay. My response was that I actually came out in defense of you. I said, well, it's got to be a value judgment, because obviously you would value your physical image greater than you would your writing image, I would say. Putting it upon the internet to do your proofreading and so forth.
Yeah, it's not like I'm a terrible writer, so it's not like I put stuff out there and then get embarrassed every day. It's most
That article you wrote the other day was horrible. Run-on sentences and no punctuation.
Okay. Well,
you're being facetious, obviously.
That's just your opinion, man.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Phoenix, any comments on introversion?
I've always kind of considered myself an introvert. Which I guess would attribute to why I've been so gung-ho on trying to figure out and fix my own issues without having to utilize medication or spend thousands of dollars in therapy. Hmm. So, I mean, I guess, you know, being an introvert, it does afford you that time to, you know, get a laser-like focus on what issues you have within yourself. But there's also always that risk of losing yourself in that focus.
You know, it makes me wonder what the chat room would have to say. I don't know how many people are in there at the moment.
Usually a lot.
Several. Do you think the average internet chatter is an introvert? Chatting's not really an extroverted activity because you are essentially behind your computer screen. You're not having real social interaction with somebody. I wonder what percentage of the chatters would consider themselves to be introverts.
100%. Basement dwellers.
Oh, I take great offense to that, sir.
You're on the first floor. Thanks for the call tonight, Liberty Phoenix. We appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Actually, I think he's moving to New Hampshire this year.
Yes!
Liberty Phoenix, which is very exciting. We'll come back with more. Hour number 3 is on the way. Texas, open carry. It's illegal to open carry some firearms in Texas, and some people are willing to do something about it. They've gotten arrested. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her 2 kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.